Can God use ministers living in sin? Dr. Brown gives confirmation that the world is going mad, and a pastor confesses to trying to raise his dead wife. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your midweek rundown stories. Can God use ministers living in sin? Abby Trivett writes this article based off of Vlad Savchuk's video that he recently released. And in one of his live streams, he answered this very question about how God continues to use those who have fallen to the wayside from his glory. He says it's like an airplane that is falling from the sky. It's still working, but it's going to crash at some point. The first thing that Savchuk notes is that not all accusations are true. Instead, it's wise and prudent to have confirmation that the accusations are true. And also, platform size does not guarantee that the minister is a faithful servant of the Lord. He goes on to say that miracles in a ministry don't necessarily mean God is pleased with the minister. A minister used by God may have gifts but lack fruit. And he also says that a minister can lose the inner anointing before his outer anointing expires. Some very interesting and insightful verses that he references in this. And he concludes this article saying, this means someone can move in a calling, operating in ministry, while still completely grieving the Holy Spirit. However, this anointing will stop flowing at some point. If you go to charismanews.com, you can read this whole article or click the link in the description and you can read this. And we'd love to know what you think about this. Can God still use ministers that are living in sin? Next, we have Dr. Michael Brown shares about an experience that he recently had, and he titles this Confirmation That the World Has Lost Its Mind. He was recently traveling and had the opportunity to just look at some headlines while he was in the midst of traveling. And some of the headlines that he points out really make no sense out of context. This one said, woke fail. Irish Eurovision voters awarded Israel second most points despite Bambi Thug protest. Now, this person, Bambi Thug, is described as a non-binary individual, and they are an occultist Eurovision contestant who is also militantly anti-Israel. Eurovision, for those that aren't aware, is kind of like American Idol, but for Europe and some other countries as well that have been invited to be a part of this international singing competition. He points out some several other articles and things that have been happening around the world recently. It is just another example of how crazy the world has become with the alphabet cult and just all the stories that feature them. Now, to read this whole article, again, go to charismanews.com. And our top story at the moment, a pastor admits trying to resurrect deceased wife. Now, this is a developing story, and it is continuing to be heartbreaking. The story behind Mika Miller's recent death is a tragic one and resulted in a life lost far too soon. Even though there is waves of theories and speculations and accusations leveled against her husband, Pastor John Paul Miller, of Solid Rock at Market Common in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Miller's behavior can be described as erratic at best. The couple was in the process of separating, and Mika Miller had actually filed for 3 separate support and maintenance requests within the last year. John Paul still delivered a eulogy during a May 5th memorial service for his late wife. During the eulogy, Miller admitted to trying to raise Mika from the dead. The article goes on to say that he said, "I've been down to the body about 4 times this week, and each time it still didn't hit me." He continued, "I thought she was going to wake up. I even tried to raise her from the dead one time this week." Even though the couple was very estranged, you can read the details in this article. Many people, however, doubt Miller's sincerity of grief, as the couple had a very troubled past. And before the authorities determined Mika's death as a suicide, people believe that John Paul was directly responsible for the death. You can go to charismanews.com or click the link in the description below to read this whole article. We'd love to know what you have to say about this. Please pray for this family as they are grieving. I'm John Matarazzo for charismanews.com. This is your midweek rundown.